Honolulu police crime-solving record is the worst it's been in nearly 40 years. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Christina Jedra joins us with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So that headline, it's like a wet rag in the face first thing in the morning.
It's not looking good. So HPD's rate of solving crimes is at a record low, as you said, as far back as we have data from the Attorney General's office, which is from the early 80s. And last year, the past 2 years are not positive numbers. They show that 93% of crimes reported in 2019 went unsolved. Basically, they did not result in an arrest or were closed some other way. And when you break it out between violent crimes and property crimes, it shows that HPD failed to make an arrest or otherwise close cases in 3 out of 4 violent crime reports. And for property crimes, 95% were left unsolved. And this is all talking about a clearance rate, which is what police departments use to track when they arrest or otherwise close cases. It's a key measure of a police department's effectiveness.
Now, you reached out to a criminologist at the University of Hawaii, and his quote is, what, a low clearance rate is like a badge of shame.
That is what he said, yeah. It's certainly not the only measure that a police department tracks to see how they're doing, but it is an important one. You know, solving crimes is supposed to be part of the core mission to a police department. And on that measure, HPD has been doing worse and worse over the past couple years.
And you also talked to Major Chesney Lynn as well about our clearance rate.
Yes, and she's actually been a victim of burglary herself. She's a criminologist and has personal experience, and she said that property crime clearance rate of only about 5% is unbelievably low. But she said this doesn't really come as a surprise to anyone who's been burglarized on Oahu. She said the police come out, write a report, and say, get a dog, and that's pretty disheartening.
Yeah, so as far as then this clearance rate, I mean, did you get a take from the police chief about, you know, what this means?
I did reach out to Chief Susan Ballard. The department declined to be interviewed. The department said that they would address these concerns when the next Attorney General's report on the crime in Hawaii comes out, although the AG's office hasn't published that report since January 2019, and that was for data for 2017. So I don't know when that report is coming out. The bottom line is the department offered no explanation for these numbers. But I did ask the criminologist I interviewed for, you know, what could be some reasons behind this. And one factor could be the mix of crime on the island. We do have a lot more property crime than some other areas, so those are often hard to solve if there's no witnesses. You know, you can't make an arrest in a lot of cases. Tourism, of course, is another factor. If tourists are victimized, they may just want to go home and not cooperate with police. And then also, the HPD has long complained about its low staffing. Although I do want to note that in the 90s, overall crime was much higher than it is now. HPD oftentimes had fewer officers than they do now, but officers back then solved more cases.
So is it our officers don't have the right kind of training or what? It's a kind of a head scratcher.
It is, yeah. That would have been among my questions to the chief, and hopefully she will address that sometime soon. But right now, it's just kind of the reaction from experts, and City Councilman Tommy Waters is just kind of shock and dismay. This is not what you want to see.
Well, I don't really understand why we have to wait for the AG's report to come out. Do you?
I'm not clear on that either. The numbers that the AG would be publishing come straight from the police department, and those are already published by the FBI and came out Monday, and those are the ones I was working with. So the facts are out there. The explanation is, well, we're just waiting for it.
And I guess we don't hear too much about this crime-solving rate
No, we don't. The last news story I could find, it was from 2003, so it was definitely worth revisiting. And HPD actually stopped putting it in its annual report. So you can see crimes reported and arrests that they've made, but they stopped including the clearance rate in their annual reports, which is really strange. And one criminologist told me that's like a baseball player not sharing their batting average. You know, they really need to keep a close eye on the clearance rate.
Yeah, what they're not telling us. Okay, thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read her interesting story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.